Absolutely. Hi, my name is Peter. I help women 45 to 65 to get strong and flexible in mind and body to live a full and vibrant life now and in the future. The specific situation I need assistance with today is extracting the gold from testimonials to make irresistible marketing headlines. The question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, when you get a written testimonial from a client, how or what is the process you use to find the pieces of gold laying within for your marketing? So some extra information you may need context is, and I'm assuming, Peter, these are some examples of the testimonials that you get. Okay.
Yeah.
So what you want to achieve. They want to stick to regular exercise routines. Being part of a regular group would be more motivating than doing anything by myself. To stop overeating, emotional plus loving food, and start respecting and loving myself. Why it's important to you. I believe if I start loving and respecting myself, others will too. It's all about self-esteem. If I'm happier with my body and filled with more energy, then my self-esteem will grow. Being short stature means I can't successfully carry off too much weight. What's going to get in the road? My mind, my negative talk, my preference for not sweating, my belief that I have to be on my computer working instead of dot, dot, dot. Take some time now to think about your answers to these questions. Be specific. Think about what's worked, what hasn't, and how it's different for you now. And so one of the comments has been, I've always been a body type that tends towards fat, but it has been exacerbated by learning how to drive a car and stopping regular exercise, i.e. cycling. 10 years ago, I completed a weight management course where I reached my target weight. The purpose was to make cycling easier by losing 10 kilos. Before I started, I was around 75 kilos. I felt very motivated and I had a lot of support from my case officer.
My husband, might just stop you there if you don't mind, Fiona. I think that we've got enough of a sense of what the kind of content that Peter is getting. Would you just restate the actual specific question? I want your brilliant assistance.
Yes. So when you get a written testimonial from a client, how or what is the process you use to find the pieces of gold laying within for your marketing?
Perfect. Thank you. Amanda's got her hand up there. I'm just unmuting you now. There you go.
Great question. Thank you, Peter, because I'm in this process as well. You may already have this bit covered, but I find I get the best answers when I ask the right questions. There is a content sells, I think, episode on this, what questions you should ask. And when I did this a couple of years ago for my members, I used that as my template. So I'm sure there's a link for that, but I'm just looking at my own notes and it was what benefits have you experienced since you joined? What kept you from buying sooner? What do you like most about the membership? Why would you recommend the membership? What was life like before? What's it like now? And then you just get these, out of one person, you might get two lines that those are great. And that's the bit that you use. And my experience, there's probably more strategy around this. You kind of know in your gut, you're like, oh my God, that's gold. That's the line that I'm taking. But asking the right questions has to be the starting point.
I'm going to pick me. I raised my hand like someone was going to call me.
I watched you do it. I thought, who's going to say Susie's name?
Oh, dear. Oh, goodness. Yes, there is a podcast episode that is X, I can't remember, 7, 8, 9 questions to ask for terrific testimonials. And we did cover that off a little bit in the last Q&A call. But the main thing is when you have their words, whether it's through a DDS, whether it's through a Facebook post, it's really honing in on that vernacular that is really everyday language. And so we were looking at some results to a DDS that I did with Michelle, and we noticed that, you know, while I could say, you know, we're going to help you talk about your business in a way that's succinct, this person said, when I introduce myself, I always feel like I'm rambling. Right. So then that becomes the gold. Like, you'd listen out for the things that feel, you know, when someone doesn't talk about, you know, I've got 2 extra pounds or whatever, it's like, I've got a muffin top, you know, and I want to get rid of the muffin top. You just look for that language that is the way that they're talking about things. And that's then what you want to highlight. So that's my process. Go through, look at the terms that just sort of pop. You'll feel it in your gut because they're saying things that don't sound like marketing, blah, blah. They're saying things that people actually say and the way they describe their pain or problem. And of course, you're only going to pick the ones for which you have a specific solution. All right. That's enough about me. Virginia.
Plus one to what everyone else has said so far. I don't know if what Fiona was reading through at the very end was actual examples that people had given you, but to me they sounded like they were, and to me that is the gold. There was some really poignant points there that I think if you could weave them into your headlines, there was sort of, similar themes throughout them, I guess, and using their words with what you've already pointed out would be useful.
Thank you. And mute and Gillian.
Hi. Oh, yes, I'm on. Just plus one to everything, asking the right questions, absolutely. And just adding a touch more onto what Susie said, I really look out for the feeling questions. I really feel like I really feel whatever. They, to me, sometimes really... those words are just gold, because if they're feeling that, other people are feeling that too. And they're the real heartstring stuff, aren't they?
All righty. Who else have we got? We've got Michelle. There you go.
Yeah, such great feedback already. And Peter, you can use your testimonials in so many ways. So subject lines, headlines, bullet copy, inspiration for a particular email in a sequence, things like that. The language you can use in a few ways. I just want to drill into how you'll actually use it. So, for example, the rambling example that Susie gave. So you could have that in a bullet, right, but framed as a benefit. So how to tell people what you do without rambling. So you turn the negative on itself. So you say without or instead of or you know, that kind of thing. So you they're giving you a negative and you help them see how they'll not have that happen as a result of this. So that's a really good way to use the language straight out. The other is to take the leap of abstraction and put yourself in their shoes and speak in their first person. So you could send an email or talk on a video that says, do you ever feel like when you introduce yourself, you just start rambling and you can hear yourself rambling, but you can't make your mouth stop? And you watch the person's face go from smiling to suddenly thinking, when is this person going to shut up? And then their eyes glaze over. So you kind of put yourself into their situation and tell their story with their words. They go, oh, my God, that's me. So that's the other way to do it. Or do you ever feel like, or do you ever say to yourself, I just can't stop rambling? So there's a few ways you can take that gold and frame it as turn it onto a positive. Speak in the first person or say, do you ever feel like this? And then talk about it.
You didn't read my lips then, did you? I was saying, I feel like there's a podcast episode in that, just that little yeah. Tip that you gave Peter. Bernadette. Okay. Thank you. Bernadette.
So Amanda, this is sort of, I guess, drilling down into Amanda's questions. I always think of testimonials as like before and afters. So that question around, you know, where were you before you first joined? What inspired you to join? And where are you now? I think that that's quite a powerful structure for being able to elicit the gold in the testimonial. And the other thing that I do, and I'm sure lots of other people do this too, but I find that using student stories just in emails and to demonstrate, to talk about, to teach, basically using their testimonials to teach, I find that quite useful.
Absolutely. Plus one to that. Stories. I learned this from Stu McLaren. If you listen to any of Stu's lives, it is just testimonial after testimonial, well, framed as a case study after case study after case study. The other thing, in case it's useful, there is someone who's joined the network just in the last few months who is a case study copywriter. That's what she specializes in. Not just any copy, but specifically in client stories. So it could be someone you want to reach out to. I don't know her name, but I could get it for you if you're interested. Mm-hmm. All righty. Any other hands up? Anyone else? I just heard the bell. Is that our 2 minute? That's our 2 minute warning. Is there anyone else? Okay. Let's go ahead.